you know, before we get started, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the commemoration of the 9/11 and all the families affected by 9/11, both in the past and that continue to be affected by 9/11. So just want everyone to know that they're in our thoughts and our prayers on this day. So with that, I'll open it up to questions.
How quickly, I mean, you usually forget, I mean, go beyond like a first win even and a victory, but how much faster do you do that knowing that you're facing a homecoming this week?
No, we treat every game kind of like its own entity, if you will. We've got to make sure that there's a lot to be learned from yesterday's game. So we have to make sure we celebrate what was up to standard and what wasn't. And there's a lot of good things. Guys play extremely hard, played as a team, like I said yesterday after the game. And so there's a lot to learn from yesterday's game, both in terms of what we need to duplicate and what we need to get better at this week.
There's no connection to Carol. I mean, you must have some kind of feelings about looking ahead to have this date even circled, maybe, that, you know, Carolina's on the schedule, and here you go.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I acknowledge that they're the next opponent. They're certainly a good opponent. We respect the heck out of every opponent, and Carolina is a talented, talented football team. I really appreciate the time that I spent there, great people around that organization. And it'll be a huge challenge for us to go down there. It's their home opener, but I also know the work that we've got to put in this week. So that's where my focus really is right now.
How much of what you and Brandon learned in Carolina do you apply to forming this team and shaping this team?
I don't know. You certainly learn. We learned both a lot from our time in Carolina. Brandon was there a lot longer than I was. I learned a lot myself. Having said that, from Coach Rivera, from Marty Herney, from Dave Gettleman, Danny Morrison, Mr. Richardson, I mean, the list really goes on. I learned a lot from my staff who are still there, most of which who are still there. So the players, I mean, I learned a lot from the players. So, it's a great organization. They do things the right way. They've won a ton of games. And, they've got a very, very talented football team. And they've added to that through free agency at first glance this year, and that I can tell. And then they had a good, solid draft. So, a lot of respect for what they do and how they do things.
Is there a certain advantage that you have because you know everything that they do so well?
I don't know about that. I just think, look, I'm not out there playing, so that's hard to say an advantage. We've got to put in our time and earn the right to win, in which we plan on doing that. So great lesson learned yesterday. You know, the guys prepared the right way, and when they took the field, they had gone through the process, earned the right to win, and then I thought came out with the right mindset and through all four quarters, won a tight football game. That was good to see.
Coach, you said you had a long list coming out of the game that you were jotting down. What might be sitting at the top of that list now after reviewing film today?
I would start off really, Chris, with missed opportunities in the first half. When you looked at yardage-wise, at least in the first half, offense versus defense, and we had opportunities to put points on the board in the first half, which we didn't capitalize on, which we have to and will do going forward. And then penalties, changing the field position on special teams. We were having the change of possession in one particular situation with punt return, and we had a costly penalty on us, and that changed field position. And then finally, I would say just at the top of my mind right now of the long list is four-minute offense. As well as we played at times offensively, I thought we could have finished the game off in a more commanding, if you will, approach offensively, and we didn't get that done. So a long list of things to get better at.
Sean, the tackling seemed to be particularly strong yesterday. I think there was a sequence where Lorenzo and Jordan on back-to-back plays made those nice open field tackles. Was it as good as it looked maybe on first glance after you reviewed the film?
Yeah, there was some really good fundamentals yesterday, and you've heard me talk at length about fundamentals. You know, we're a big believer big believers philosophically in fundamentals. And, you know, the tackling did show up, I thought, on the defensive side and special teams. The blocking, I thought our offensive line controlled the line of scrimmage. I thought we caught the ball, for the most part, well. Some we want to have back, some of those opportunities. But that area of the game showed up, and as it usually does throughout the year, let alone the first three or four games. And that was key for us.
Humber had, I think, 14 tackles. He was a guy that, you know, he's been penciled in that starting lineup really from day one for you guys, but we had always known him as a special teams guy. He sort of, maybe that was a little bit of a coming out party for him. Would you agree that his performance was pretty strong as well?
It was. I thought Ramon played well. There's a number of guys that play well, Ramon being one of them. Great effort, great attitude. And, you know, the thing you love about his story is he has been primarily a special teams player, but credit to Ramon and the defensive coaches, Coach Babich, Coach Frazier, just doing a phenomenal job. And that's part of who we are. You know, we're going to put our players in position to be successful, play to their strengths, and develop our players at the same time. So love when you see a guy with Ramon's history come out at an opener in particular and have the game that he had. So that was fun to watch.
Is he a guy, Sean, that I saw him a couple times, he had to go out wide to cover. I mean, is he a guy that you feel can handle a coverage responsibility, especially on the outside of the field too?
Well, it's just at times what the defense called for. We believe in Ramon. I mean, he's got that special team space ability. And that's part of the reason why he's out there. I mean, you see the movement ability, yet at the same time he's physical. And he plays – he's a good football player. He plays the game in an aware fashion. And so he was around the ball a lot yesterday, and that's good to see.
Did you have any other injuries to that game as you come in this morning? Anybody on the shoulder report?
No, just some guys, you know, that got dinged during the game. But Gaines right now was the one with the shoulder at this point. It seems like just a contusion at this point.
Well, so what's it feel like to be in first place?
Feels good to be 1-0. It really does. I'll be human for a second. Feels good to be 1-0. Is that what you're looking for? Feels good to be 1-0. I'm extremely proud of the guys. I really am. I'm extremely proud of the guys. Like I said yesterday, it's good for the organization. It's an entire organization win, and I know what happened on the field yesterday was a result of a lot of hard work around this building. In every corner of this building, and I'm very much appreciative of that.
Marcel was held off the stat sheet. He played the fewest number of snaps among your starting defensive linemen. What went into that decision to use him the way that you guys did?
Yeah, I'll start off by saying I thought Marcel played a good game. You know, defensive tackle is probably the most unselfish or one of the most unselfish positions on the football field. Because just by the nature of the position, usually you're freeing someone else up to make a play. And as you mentioned, Ramon Humber earlier, right? So every time Ramon Humber is free to the ball, something's happening in front of him that's allowing him to be free. And Marcel was doing some of that. And then after that, it's really just about rolling fresh defensive linemen. So I really don't know what went on in the past. I just know what our system calls for, and that's for fresh bodies up front. And that's just a healthy rotation of guys. So that they're fresh to rush the passer when we need it, and I thought they did a good job of that.
Sean, when you played in games before, somebody you've coached with, now you're going against, that kind of knows your terminology, knows your scheme, things like that. Does it cause you to possibly kind of change too much stuff, overthink it, and could that possibly happen in this situation? You were there for a long time. You know a lot of what they do. I'm just wondering, how do you balance that out? Because you know there's a little bit of a mind game going on there because people do know each other's terminologies and schemes.
There's probably a tendency to make an over-adjustment from time to time. I've been through these before, you know, whether it's been myself or other coaches on staff. And how you handle it's important. You know, again, I'm not out there, you know, playing quarterback, thank God, and I'm not out there playing defense. I mean, that's our guys are going to be the ones that are out there. And it's what's important or most important is what they know, not what I know. And, you know, it's at the end of the day, it's a game of football. It's a reaction game and an anticipation game. So, you know, there is a tendency, I would say, to maybe make an over-adjustment. We just have to be smart with that.
What validation do you take? And I know it's one game, but the fact that your new defensive secondary played well and your two big creative additions in Micah and Jordan both had interceptions and key ones.
Yeah, those guys work extremely hard. You know, Gil Bird, Bobby Babbage do a really good job with those guys. And they were new. It's not like they came from the same place and have played together before. These guys really, you know, this is the first time that they've played together in Micah and Jordan. And then they've got new guys on both corners, you know, that they've never played with before. And Trey's a rookie. So, you know, still a lot to be gained from watching this film, a lot of lessons to be learned. That said, I was proud of the way that they played. We've got two key takeaways in the fourth quarter. And we're able to seal the game. So it was fun to watch the rush and the coverage working hand in hand and really complementing one another, and which was the case on the two interceptions.
You mentioned Trey White. The stage doesn't seem to be too big for him since the moment he got here. What did you see on film from him in his first NFL game?
Right, I saw poise. I saw poise, and I saw a player that had played in big games, which is the case when you go to LSU and you play at LSU. Playing a good defense with Coach Aranda down there. Trey is an extremely smart football player, very aware, and he puts a lot of time into his preparation, which for a young player is good, you know, and it's good for all players, but let alone a young player to know how important that is in the process, and he definitely respects that. So, you know, any success he had yesterday. Again, credit to the coaches and to Trey in terms of how they prepared.
You talked about using Shady as much as you needed to win last week. He played, I think, 70% of the snaps. What did you feel about his workload after the game? Is it where you wanted it to be, or were you comfortable with it?
Yeah, we were. I mean, again, the combination of LaShawn and Mike Tolbert, I think that was a healthy rep swing, if you will, and LaShawn definitely made some huge plays. I thought, again, our offensive line controlled the line of scrimmage most of the day, and LaShawn just made some incredible, you know, dynamic plays and really gave us a spark. And then Mike would come in and complement LaShawn's style. So that was a good little combination in there working for us. So I was happy with the way both of those players played.
With respect to Corey, you know, I know you were pacing him through the game. You had Deion fill in. Did he come through the game okay? And is the plan going forward to kind of bump up his participation level with each passing game?
It is. I mean, the acclimation process really continues, Chris, as far as Cordy goes. You know, there's constant communication with Cordy and our training room staff in terms of how the plan adjusts from day to day, from week to week. I thought Cordy did a good job, and the important part was he came out healthy. And by all reports from what we can tell, that's where he is right now, and now it's how we handle this week moving forward. So I did like how Jordan on the right side, and I thought Deion coming in, another rookie that played yesterday significant time, did a nice job as well.
On a personal level, when Kyle Williams stopped things in the locker room yesterday, handed you that game ball, what was that feeling like for you, getting that win and having those guys give it to you?
Yeah, it meant a lot. You know, it meant a lot just because of, you know, I know, number one, how important this win was to everyone. And that's, you know, it's never a one-man show, right? You know, I didn't do much in the game yesterday, so other than talk to the refs a couple times, really. But, you know, that meant a lot coming from the guys. It really did. You know, I think there's a lot of love in that locker room from player to player, coach to player, player to coach. And, you know, it meant a lot. It meant a lot to me, really, to be able to lead that team out on the field before the game as well. And coming from a guy like Kyle, you know, I think when you say the name Kyle Williams, people around here know what that means. And to come from a guy like Kyle means a lot.
If I'm not mistaken, your team was introduced as a team before the game instead of the individual introductions. Was that your decision, the team's decision?
That was the team's. That was the player's decision. Yep.
Where is the game ball?
In the running game, particularly, a lot of runs to the right side. his thought behind that, because running the ball, especially with LeSean to the right side, a lot.
Yeah, we saw some things over there that we liked. You know, you always want to be balanced, and that's, you know, when you're calling a game, that's hard to be exactly balanced, but we felt like we had some decent balance in there, and we're trying to get some things popped, and some of them popped and some didn't. It's not always something we're going to look at, study, and make sure we, try and exploit as much as we can offensively, and I thought we had some good openings in there. LeSean popped through a couple times in there, so it was good.
Did you find a good spot for that game ball?
Well, I was fortunate enough to get to have two at the end of the day, which was good. I gave one to my parents, and I kept the other one. So,
where did you put the other one you kept?
It's in my office.
Coach, Mike was saying after the game he had never seen a head coach in his first game as calm and collected as you were. obviously, the question wasn't genuine, but was there? Did you want to make sure you kind of didn't show anything to your players? You know, they feed off your leadership, obviously. Did you want to make sure you also didn't show any type of nervous anticipation?
I just want to be myself. I expect our players, hopefully they know I give them space to be themselves, themselves, and I just want to be myself. I know there's a lot of different styles out there. One of the head coaching interviews when you do the circuit is, what are you going to be like on the sideline? And my answer has always been, I'm going to be myself, and I'm going to be Sean McDermott. And, I may have looked a certain way, but I was, I think, pretty vocal down there. And just trying to do my part, do my 1/11th, as we say here, in terms of doing my job. So I was proud of the way the players handled things. All right.